Hello, and welcome again to the Goodnight Gracie podcast. Again, my instrumental podcast sits collecting dust on the shelf because this week's podcast is dedicated to 1976, the year of the American Bicentennial, and coincidentally my birth. I just had a birthday, Friday actually, and decided, I mean though after a certain age, birthdays seem more like grueling exercises than celebrations. But nonetheless, I decided to cull some songs from the year where the Democrats took back the White House, however fleeting that was, and punk was in its infancy, but disco still reigned supreme. This is the Ohio Players with Love Roller Coaster, which hit number one on the pop charts on the last day of January, 1976.
Say what? Roller coaster.
Had to Phone Ya from the Beach Boys' illustriously titled album 15 Big Ones, which was a forerunner to their classic Beach Boys Love You record that came out the following year. I think that was Mike Love handling the lead. It's my least favorite Beach Boy. It's probably the biggest asshole. And but you could hear Dennis's ragged rasp in there too. I think there's probably Brian and Carl. And it's a whole bunch of them on that one. Before that was ELO with Livin' Thing from the album A New World Record, and preceding ELO was Can with their krautrock version of disco, I Want More, from the album Flow Motion. It wasn't a totally uninteresting year. The next year would be momentous, you know, the litany of classic albums were released, but 1976 did see the release of one of the best records ever recorded. This is the Flamin' Groovies with the oft-covered and nearly perfect You Tore Me Down from the album Shake Some Action.
Yeah.
That was Cherry Bomb by the Runaways, which, despite all the revisionist history, I mean, it was still basically a novelty act put together by the pervert Kim Fowley to exploit nubile teenage girls. The fact that they could write and play doesn't dismiss the actuality of them and having jailbait written all over them from the beginning. The band did produce Joan Jett, but it also gave us Lita Ford, so I guess the ledger is balanced as far as membership is concerned. And before that was Judy Was a Punk, the Ramones' initial broadside that would kickstart the 70s punk revolution, prefiguring the scads of discs that would emerge the next year. And before that was the Nerves, with their bare bones, over-caffeinated, When You Find Out, from their self-produced and self-titled debut EP. I think it's self-titled. I'm actually not sure. Anyway, that song has always seemed to me to evoke a kind of less proficient, kind of snottier version of them. I don't know, I guess I could be wrong on that. Before that was The Modern Lovers, with the song that closed their fabulous John Cale-produced debut. The song's called Government Center. There certainly were a lot of self-titled debuts that year. Well, this was neither from a self-titled album or from a debut. This is Phil Lynott and The Boys Are Back in Town from Thin Lizzy's marvelous Jailbreak record. Good night.
But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Summer comes, now that the boys are here again. The boys are back in town.